So forever you had, what, the iPhone 3?
No, I had the 6 Plus.
So you had the oldest iPhone of anybody that I knew.
I had the 6S Plus, yeah, because I really liked it. And I ran into a lot of guys that I know, like young, like really young millennial guys who were like, I got the 6S Plus. I love this phone. I'm not giving it up. I was like, you know what? If it's good for them, it's good for me. And then, you know, over the years, I was like, ah, I should upgrade my phone. And I toyed with the idea, but I just never did it. So two things happened that made me realize it's time. My boyfriend bought me an Apple Watch for my birthday, and it is not compatible with my phone. So in order to use the Apple Watch, I had to upgrade my phone.
Right.
So that's the first thing. And then all of these apps that I use on a regular basis, like my banking app or Uber, mm-hmm. or just other various apps that I use, are no longer compatible with my phone because Apple can't secure those. You know, you put your credit card information in, your banking information. They can't hold those secure anymore on such an old phone.
It's so 6 years
old. It's old. I have all these apps,
right,
I can no longer use. So I was really upset. My boyfriend was like, I'm getting you an early birthday gift. And he Venmo'd me the money, and I called Verizon, and I got myself an 11 Pro Max.
And
it's amazing. If you tap 3 times on the back of it, it takes a screenshot.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind. You can set that to tapping 2 times and do whatever you want.
What do you mean?
You can set that. So you can tap it 3 times to do a screenshot, or you can set it to where it's 2 times tap and a screenshot, or 2 taps and it goes to sleep. So what I do with mine is, so I'll have my phone on like this.
Uh-huh.
And I go, and it goes to sleep.
So oh, my God. That's amazing.
So I don't have
to. Can you turn it back on the same way?
Yeah. No, you just turn it on like you always do, like that. But instead of hitting the button on the side every time you want it to go to sleep,
you just tap it twice.
Just tap it twice and it goes to sleep.
It's amazing. I mean, I got to tell you, I was like, it's not going to be that much of a difference. Because at this point, an app is an app and a phone is a phone. And now I can just finally use my extra couple of, you know, my Apple Watch. Oh, my God, it's a huge difference. I don't know what I was waiting for. And I used my Apple Watch immediately. I got on my bike. You know, I don't have an app that I can get on a stationary bike. They only know you when you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're just sitting and spinning, you know, but the Apple Watch, they you can do indoor cycling. And it clocked everything. It was amazing.
Have you taken a photo with that yet, or a video?
Yes, I took a photo and a video immediately.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
I'm a professional photographer suddenly.
See, that camera on that phone is still better than most DSLR cameras out there.
Yeah, this is the one with the 3. It has the 3 phone.
Yeah, that's the Pro Max. So that's the Mac Daddy phone.
Yeah,
that's
I got the
Mac Daddy.
Listen,
camera.
If I'm going from a 6S Plus, what am I going to do? Go to an 8? No, I'm going for the Mac Daddy.
Okay, how do you like the face thing?
You know, first I thought it was stupid, but it's really good. I just pick up the phone, it looks at my face, even if I have my glasses on, and it just opens right up. It's phenomenal. And the other day, my boyfriend wanted to see something on my phone, so he picked up my phone and put it up to my face. Which now tells me that's how he's opening my phone when I'm sleeping.
See, and well, you can set it to where it only unlocks when your eyes are open.
Oh, that's an option too?
Yeah. So if you're sleeping and they hold the phone up, oh, trust me, I know these things. So if you're sleeping and they hold the phone up to your face, it won't unlock unless your eyes are open.
Okay, I'll make sure to go in and fix that one as well. Thank you. Yeah, I just, you know, I feel like I've spoiled myself. You know, I felt like my phone was fine. I did the same thing. I had a hard time going from my BlackBerry to an iPhone initially because I got so used to my little BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was getting iPhones. I was like, oh, do I want to do this? And then once I did, it was like, what was I thinking? And I feel that way now. It's like, I don't know what took me so long. I went from a 6 to an 11. So you can imagine. You know what I mean? It's like, it must be like what my grandmother felt like when she saw like a movie, black and white, and then suddenly she saw a color movie.
A talkie?
She saw a talkie. Yeah. It's like that. It was like the angels sang like, oh, you know, it's a big difference. Because I was really thinking, like, an app is an app. How different can it be? No, it's like it's a different phone. It's like it's a completely different experience.
Right.
All of it.
It's faster. It's the face thing is the one thing that I don't like. I wish it still had the button. And the bad thing is now when we wear a mask, you're always having to put the code in because when you have the mask on, it doesn't know who you are.
You guess. What's the very first video I took?
Your dog?
My dog eating turkey.
And do you have it set on 4K?
What?
Yeah, do you have the camera set on 4K?
How do I do that?
Okay, open up the camera hoochie thing.
Okay.
And go to video.
Uh-huh.
Does it say up in the corner 4K times 60?
No.
What does it say?
HD 30.
Oh, so you got to set it to 4K.
And 60.
And 60.
I just did.
Yeah, you change it to 4K, forget about
it. Oh my God.
You change it to 4K and you can start recording stuff and it looks like a movie.
It does. It looks like a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did 4K and 60. Wait, can we stop? Because I need to go play with this now.